Come in, boys and girls. Are you ready for your character checkup? Let's play opposites. I'll say one word and you say the word that is opposite. Ready? Day. Girl. Cold. Summer. Proud. Did you say the opposite of the word proud is humble? Well, that's right. To be humble is the opposite of being proud. Our Bible verse for today is about those two opposites. James 4:6 says, God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. To resist means to go against, to fight against. Grace means kindness, a kindness we don't deserve. If you are a child of God, God wants you to be humble, realizing that all you are and all you have comes from the kindness of the Lord. We have nothing as His children to boast or be proud about. Over and over again in the Bible, God warns us that pride is a sin and causes many other sins. How can you recognize pride in your life? You can remember a simple little letter of the alphabet. What is the middle letter in the word pride? What is the middle letter in the word sin? Oh, it's the same one, isn't it? I. Do you ever say things like, nobody's going to make me do that? Or, I'm going to do what I want to do? Those are very prideful statements that show the selfish I is in control and not the Lord Jesus. That selfish pride keeps us from believing and obeying the Lord. God warns us that pride goes before destruction and a haughty spirit before a fall. If you are a believer in Jesus, examine your heart and life to see if there is pride. Do you get your feelings hurt easily? Do you get mad if you don't get your way? Do you sometimes think you are better than others? If your honest answer was yes, those are all signs of pride. God says He will resist or work against pride. Why not confess that pride to God and ask Him to give you a humble servant heart, like our Lord Jesus? Then you will enjoy blessings that proud people can never know. Will you remember this week to watch out for pride? Memorize our Bible verse from James 4:6 and say it to yourself as a reminder. If you've never believed on the Lord Jesus, perhaps it's pride that keeps you from admitting your sins to God and asking Him to save you. You know that God wants to save you today. Why not listen to my program, How to Be a Child of God, and learn how you can be saved from your sin today? Let's say that verse from James 4:6 again. God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. And now, let's close with a song that will help us remember that verse. I often want my selfish way. I do what pleases me. I want the biggest, most, and best, and it's me that people see. But when I let Christ be in charge, I'm glad and so is He. I think of other people first, and it's Christ that people see. How was your checkup today?